Bill Lenz is an incumbent Grand Marais City Council member and is seeking re-election. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you.
Tell us why you want to stay on the City Council.
Well, I want to stay on the City Council because I think there's a lot of important issues that are here right now, and I think that there's going to be some problems as far as government aid. I'd like to be a part of those decisions, how to resolve those.
You're also, as a member of the City Council, you're also on the Park Board.
That is correct. I am very interested in the park. I like the park. I am very happy that we have the conservation easement. I think there are a lot of people here in this town that do not understand what the conservation easement is and what it does. I have heard many people say that we have given away that park, and I think that that is not the case. We have conserved it for future generations. And some of these people are people that do not want to see any commercial development there. So I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. And the conservation easement would...
prevents any commercial development there.
To your way of thinking, Bill, what is the most important issue or issues? I'm sure there's more than one facing Grand Marais, but what's the important ones?
Local government aid is one. I think the 1% tax and how that's going to be spent and what people's perception of that spending is another important issue here. So there are many people that feel that we are spending too much money and we're going to end up with things that we cannot afford to operate in the future.
Well, of course, I suspect the city and as a councilor, you're concerned about that because when we're talking about a community center, we're talking about relocating the pool, and the pool is a big part of the recreation park.
I think it's an important thing for the town for a lot of reasons. I think that our population is aging. There's no question about that. We've got kids here that need to learn how to swim because we're surrounded by lakes.
That are cold most of the time.
That are cold most of the time, but that doesn't mean they're not going to be on the water. And when they're in the water, they should be able to handle themselves.
Well, you talked a minute ago about local government aid. So if the new governor, and we don't know who that would be, continues policy of local government aid unallotments or shifts, what kind of options does the city have in order to balance a budget?
Well, we've only got three. One is to raise taxes, and at this point in time, I don't think we really want to look at that as a viable option. The second is to cut services, and quite frankly, we're already doing that. We used to have 3.5 people that were working on the streets in Grand Marais. We only have two now. And you used to be able to put your brush on the side of the road and it would be taken away. Well, it's not now. It stays there. The third option is laying people off. And I think that is one of the least desirable of the three.
Well, and as you said, you've already made some cuts, and some of those cuts are in personnel.
The personnel that we lost were people that retired. We have not laid anyone off. Mm-hmm. We just have not filled that position again.
So they're pretty much interconnected, the positions that you have and the services that you perform are, what, pretty well matched up now?
Well, one of the things that we've done is to fill part of that void, the park is now doing some of the work that the city workers used to do. For instance, they empty the trash, they go around and they water the plants, they do things of that nature.
The future could be a little tough in terms of making decisions.
Well, yeah, we do have choices, but as I said, I think the most viable choice is to cut services, and I think we have to make them aware when we cut services that we are doing that, so they're not expecting that anymore. And why we're cutting those services.
Well, that's another good point, the why part. It's really, to a large extent, out of the city's control, particularly when it comes to receiving state aids.
Well, we are a member of the League of Minnesota Cities, and they are trying to convince our legislatures that that is not the correct route to move on. And I think we can certainly do it through them. That is being pursued at this time. But we have quite a deficit, and I think that at least in this past year, our legislators have felt that that was one of the easier ways of coming up with some of the money to fill that deficit.
Before I let you go, what's the future of Grand Marais, Bill?
I hope it's bright. The predictions are that we're going to get older. Unfortunately, the predictions also are that that we're going to have less children here. I'm optimistic. I was not born here. I came here to live because I wanted to. I think that a lot of people do that. Generally, they're older people. I'm hoping that that there is something that we can do here to attract some industry, but I'm not too hopeful. We're kind of at the end of the road.
We've been talking to candidate for City Council, Bill Lenz. Thanks for stopping in.